We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Recent studies about hibernating animals have revealed fascinating insights into mammalian biology, including human biology and neuroscience. In fact, some experts say hibernation just might help us understand and treat degenerative brain diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. For more, we're joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Elena Gracheva, Associate Professor of Cellular and Molecular Physiology and Neuroscience at Yale School of Medicine. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon.
So humans don't hibernate. What can hibernation tell us about ourselves? Do we know why some animals hibernate and others don't?
So this is a big question in biology and really fascinating question indeed. Species that we are currently studying, such as 13-line ground squirrels and Syrian hamsters, they have ability to hibernate, and they are our close relatives. So by understanding how these animals hibernate will help us also to understand how our human body works.
All right, and we're looking at the brain here. So what can you learn about these hibernating animals' brains and relate that to our brains and people who have Parkinson's or Alzheimer's?
So this is a really, again, fascinating question. In biology, during hibernation, our animals, they have ability to accumulate a protein called tau. And during Alzheimer's and other neurodegenerative diseases, there is a huge accumulation of tau in the brain. And this accumulation is irreversible. So in mammalian hibernators, when they hibernate, they have similar accumulation to what's happening in during neurodegeneration. But once they wake up, they completely get rid of this accumulation. And by understanding how they can reversibly and flexibly go back and forth from tau accumulation to absolutely normal state will help us to develop targeted pharmacology for neurodegenerative diseases.
Are you looking at some sort of gene that turns on and off? I mean, being able to reverse that bad protein buildup once they wake up, is it the going out in the sunlight or getting moving? What do you think is switching it back?
So we don't think it's just one protein, since this is a very complex animal biology. So we think multiple factors at the cellular level as well as the organismal level contribute to this process. And that's why multiple groups in the world, they're trying to understand and solve this puzzle.
All right. I think you're looking at squirrels and other people are looking at bears. And by the way, how do you study the squirrels? Are they a specific type of squirrel?
So our squirrels, they're underground squirrels. They look like chipmunks or marmots. So they have ability to hibernate 7-8 months of the year. And we have a special facility, a seasonal facility, that recreates seasonal changes similar to Wisconsin. And our squirrels, they're native to Wisconsin.
All right. And before I let you go, what are you hoping to find in the next year or two or five? What is it that you need to find out to then translate that to some sort of, I don't know, a medicine for people with degenerative brain diseases?
So particularly in my lab, we're looking at adaptation to hypothermia. So our squirrels, they have the ability to decrease their body temperature to 4 degrees Celsius, which is the temperature in our refrigerators. And we look at the biological responses of neurons. These are cells that are present in the brain. And we look how the cells deal with low temperature, such as hypothermia.
All right. Well, when you get some new information, please come back and share it with us. Elena Gracheva, Associate Professor of Cellular and Molecular Physiology and Neuroscience at Yale School of Medicine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.